Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, all of you little demons. Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And you know what time it is? That is right, we're all boarding the hype train. As with a new console generation on the horizon, now is the time to salivate all over them luscious graphics and marvel at the processing power being shown off. And is there any better conductor of the hype train than a tech demo? I know that trailers are the flashier of the two, but they are but the ticket inspector when it comes to getting you from A to B, as the tech demo is a chance to see all of that promise in action, and my god, can some of them leave us completely bowled over. And yet, what's this up ahead? Has the track even been finished? Oh bollocks, it looks like we've fallen for the tall tales spun by these tech demos who ended up being nothing like the final product. We're used to trailers taking liberties, but this is just taking the piss. Oh well, but this is Mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game tech demos that lied to you. Number 8, PlayStation T-Rex / Manta. Early adopters of Sony's brave leap into the video game industry were treated to a disc full of eye-catching goodies, just ripe to show off and hopefully convert jealous friends with. Packaged with the PlayStation from 1995 onwards, the prosaically named Demo 1 contained a dozen or so teasers for upcoming hits like Destruction Derby and Wipeout, as well as trailers for Tekken and Ridge Racer. However, alongside these truncated games, the disc also had a couple of curios tucked away, namely Dino and Manta. The former showed off an incredibly detailed Tyrannosaurus Rex stalking a black void with a camera that could be swung around it via the D-pad. The Manta was much less threatening, depicting a serene underwater scene featuring a multi-polygoned ray swimming amongst a school of fish, but it was still very cool. Now, these weren't games, but ultra-optimized, somewhat deceptive demonstrations of the PS1's technical capabilities. In essence, we didn't get anything that looked this good until the very end of the PS1's life cycle, as there's no way that an entire game would work looking like this without also being a slideshow when it came to frame rates. Number 7, Project Reality. In the early 90s, the world was enthralled by Silicon Graphics' CGI. Their melting metallic T-1000 in Terminator 2 and utensil-clattering raptors in Jurassic Park had utterly wowed cinema-goers. So when rumors began circulating that they were working with Nintendo to bring their cutting-edge 3D graphics to home consoles, video game fans could hardly contain their excitement. Now at that point, the astonishing real-time capabilities of Silicon Graphics' Project Reality had been only seen on super high-end PCs, and a lot of people began speculating that converting it to consoles would be impossible. And to be honest, it was. Nevertheless, they tried to convince the public that they could. The first glimpse of Project Reality, which would become later known as the Ultra 64 and then finally the Nintendo 64, was of an ocean bed with a couple of hyper-realistic sharks marauding the scene. Now, it looked amazing, but it was later revealed that the demo was being powered by $250,000 SGI Onyx workstations and not the Nintendo 64, which is quite the lie. Number 6, Final Fantasy VI, the interactive CGI game. Ask any Final Fantasy fan what their favorite entry in the franchise is, and 9 times out of 10 they're going to say Final Fantasy VI or VII, and with good measure, as around this time Square were absolutely crushing it. In fact, Final Fantasy VI was a towering accomplishment of not just JRPGs, but of gaming as a whole, and yet at one point it was planned to be even more massive. When Nintendo announced that the SNES would be blown out of the water by their next console, Final Fantasy fans were excited at what might be in store for their favorite franchise. franchise? Well, thanks to a tech demo at the 1995 SIGGRAPH show in Los Angeles, they got a tantalizing glimpse. Final Fantasy VI, the interactive CGI game, presented three familiar heroes in jaw-dropping 3D as they took on a series of enemies via a quite novel gesture system, in that drawing a star would summon Bahamut, for example. Composed via the same SGI workstations as Project Reality, the smart assumption was that Square's sample was just a test for the Ultra Final Fantasy to come. Which is smart, but actually wrong, because it soon became clear that if Square were to make a truly groundbreaking next-gen console RPG, then the CD-ROM format was non-negotiable, which was a format that Nintendo had rejected for the N64. As a consequence, Final Fantasy 64, as it was later dubbed, remained precisely that. A fantasy. Number 5. Space World 2000 Legend of Zelda. At the close of Space World 2001, Nintendo's oddly astronomically themed trade show, a cel-shaded Link turned his head to the camera and flashed a wink, which sent scores of Zelda fans into complete meltdown. Now, time later proved Wind Waker to be an absolute triumph, but for those watching with jaws agape on the convention floor upon its big reveal, it simply wasn't the Zelda they'd wanted. You see, at the same show a year prior, Nintendo had unveiled a mouth-watering tech demo for their positively angular new hardware, the GameCube. Amidst the dazzling showreel was brief footage of a, at the time, hyper-realistic Hero of Time clashing swords with his arch-nemesis Ganondorf. Although nothing like a confirmation, GameCube Zelda immediately became the new console's most anticipated game. So to go from this to this was a bit of a strange moment. However, did it stop Wind Waker from being a complete joy? Absolutely not. Number 4. PlayStation 3 Final Fantasy VII Remake. E3 2005 saw Square Enix play the cruelest of practical jokes on Final Fantasy VII fans, who, even then, a mere 8 years after its initial release, yearned with all of their heart and soul for a modern remake of the PS1 classic. To showcase the spangly new PlayStation 3 technology, the company recreated the 1997 RPG's iconic opening sequence in lush real time, and even added in some additional shots of gloriously rendered Cloud swinging a gloriously rendered oversized sword for added droolage. This was 2 full years before sequel movie Advent Children, with its super slick CGI renditions of Final Fantasy VII's beloved cast and its unfathomable plot, would astound and confound in equal measure. The fervor for such a high-fidelity Final Fantasy VII promptly hit fever pitch. And yet, it had never happened on the PS3, and as if actively taking the piss, the console was instead home to a trilogy of Final Fantasy XIII games, a set of titles which intentionally echoed the series' most popular title but fell completely short in terms of quality by about a billion miles. Quite why the company thought that it would be a good idea to implicitly promise the moon but then only deliver something like Butlins in Minehead is anyone's guess. It was almost quite funny when the actual Final Fantasy VII remake was announced, because a lot of people actually didn't believe them. Talk about crying wolf, right? Number 3. Dreamcast's Mr. Irimariji. Sega has always played by their own songbook, and no more was their unique, often quite bizarre melody heard than during their Dreamcast swan song. Whereas regular companies would have sold the powerful new hardware on souped-up versions of the most popular mainstream genres of the time, Sega said, nah, bugger that. Instead, they designated a life simulator and a fishy Tamagotchi with the face of a middle-aged salaryman as two of the console's flagship games. Even the console's pre-release hype was typically Sega, as the tech demo showing off the Dreamcast didn't display flashy space scenes or incredible action, but predominantly the gurning face of Sega's then-president, Mr. Irimariji. After bursting out of a still photograph, his face cycled through a variety of graphical effects. He then had his ears pulled like Super Mario 64 startup, and then floated about a city under an alien invasion before finally blasting off into space, and everyone watching this probably felt that they'd taken the worst acid trip ever. Now, it was impressive, but in the same way a dog destroying a bin full of gone-off ham is impressive, and actually told us nothing of the Dreamcast capabilities other than, we don't want this, please. However, apparently Sony quietly took note of this demo because, number 2, PS2 Facial Animation Real-Time Demonstration. For some reason, Sony also subscribed to the lesser-known adage that old men and not sex sell systems, as in March 1999, they released a tech demo showcasing the Emotion Engine. It began with Ridge Racer mascot Reiko Nagase glamorously strutting across a catwalk in the third place before, with a swish of her hair and a Link-like wink, It was onto the burning rubber of Gran Turismo, all beauty shots and blazing guitars. So far, so very late 90s video game business. But then things took something of a peculiar diversion, as we were then treated to a highly detailed rendering of an old man's face, which was replicated many times over. And this wasn't some sort of newfangled next-gen grandpa simulator, but instead just designed to show off the intricate and subtle facial movements the Emotion Engine could deliver. However, again, like the PS1, no game could be expected to run at a decent rate when looking like this, and so a ton of people were sold on a very, very strange lie. And number one, the Zelda HD experience. Fool us once, Nintendo, shame on you. Fool us twice, Nintendo, well, shame on you again, you absolute cads. That's right, some 11 years after their Space World bait and switch, Ninty pulled the same devious trick with a dazzling trailer for a potential Wii U Legend of Zelda game in the sort of sparkly HD hitherto unseen in the series. The Zelda HD experience sees an achingly gorgeous Link, accompanied by a pestering but equally pretty fairy, breach a temple's inner sanctum only to be faced with an arachnid adversary. It's actually really more of a demonstration of the Wii U's gamepad controller as it is anything else, because the fight, well, you can't take part in it. Instead, you can adjust the camera with the touchscreen, which displays information about health and the inventory, and you can also press a button that transfers the action to the handheld display. It's genuinely really cool, but, well, it was nothing like what we actually got. What we did get was Breath of the Wild, which is still one of the best games ever made, but it was launched in parallel to the Switch version of the game, so it wasn't even an exclusive. So in effect, we waited all of that time just for another console to steal the glory.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.